Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man, it's happening throughout up to the hour 8. Thanks so much to Johan Els and continue in the ministry of goodwill. Continue in enabling the people to see the importance of trusting in our Holy Father. Right. And we are getting to part two of the matter, man. We are getting to part two of the matter. And this very much so, as we spoke last week, it's about the carnal mind. What is the carnal mind even all about? You know, we spoke intensively last week, but this was a premiere. And we said today there's a possibility we can take it to part three, because there's quite a lot of notes that I have on this. But I feel that we didn't give our guests ample time to dwell on this, especially Professor Buyiso Ndezi there. So welcome to Professor Buyiso Ndezi, and thank you so much also to Barukia. I really appreciate the time and the moment. Thank you so much. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor that even tonight, by his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. I really appreciate that. Now, last week we spoke about how dangerous this has become, the very notion of carnality, how dangerous this has become. And this means one's mind is separated from all the directions of the Father. And to a great extent, we ourselves have become so misdirected when it comes to the carnal mind. And to the greatest extent, we also have overlooked the very notion of what the carnal mind is even all about. Now, Professor, thank you so much. We are at a stage of carnality at one phase or a time. And last week I was pointing out how we are going on and pointing others as to be riddled with carnality, whereas we ourselves practices and the way in which we had run the ministry of sharing the gospel. This in itself has become indicative of the carnality that seems to be taking root. And to a great extent, when the world is looking at us, they are able to deduce and say, these we don't even think. They are led by the Spirit. They are just led by their own manifestos. They are led by their own visions and mission statements, names of churches and denominational affiliations. All these things are deductive of a fact of carnality to a great extent. What say you when it comes to this, Professor? Are we understanding what this carnality is all about, what a carnal mind is even all about? Good evening and welcome.
Greetings, Brother Ray. Thank you very much for that warm welcome. I greet you with your family. I greet Brother Barukia and his family, the family of Radio Pulpit. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. Yes, of course, tonight we are talking about a carnal mind. What kind of a mind is this one? This is a mind that is full of self. This is a mind that is void of the knowledge of God. This is a mind that is full of the worldly desires. So in other words, this is a mind that has chosen to be contrary to the mind of the Father. This is a mind that focuses on the things of the world. This is a mind that does not have the capacity to retain the word of God. It cannot retain the truth of God. It cannot walk according to the ordinances of the Father. This is what we are talking about when we talk of a carnal mind. This is a mind that is self-centered, not God-centered. It is unable to grasp nor receive the things of the Spirit. It means the things of the Spirit to this mind are just null and void. They mean nothing, because this mind is governed by everything that happens in the world, governed by anything that the flesh would desire. So this is a mind that has rejected rejected the truth of God. This is the mind that is enmity against God. When we read Romans 8, starting from verse 6 to 10, but I would just like to read from verse 6 to 8, it says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God." Hallelujah. The carnal mind is the mind that is in the flesh. It is a mind that is contrary to the nature of God. And it says here, where we started in verse 6, to be carnally minded is death. You cannot be in God and want to associate yourself with God if you are not going to be in the character and the nature of God. What is the nature of God? The nature of God is to be spiritual. We are talking about the true living spirit, because other than him being the center of your life or being the one who has a final authority over your mind, there is no way that you can be alive in God, that you can be in God. So it means if you are short of being in God in terms of the livelihood in your spirituality, you are carnal, because the focus is more on the flesh. And it says if you are therefore more in the flesh, you have created enmity against God, because you are not living according to the law of God. The law of God pushes us and informs us that we need to live according to the Spirit so that we can please the Father. So those who are pleasing God are those who are living by the law of the Spirit, because the law of the Spirit aligns with him. You live in God if you live by the law of the Spirit. So when we talk of a carnal mind, we therefore talk about that mind that says no to the Spirit of God and say yes to the things of the world. It does not retain the things of God. That's the mind we are talking about. So if that mind cannot retain the things of God, it means the knowledge of God is not also retained by this mind. It would rather compromise and do things that are of the world. Romans 1:28 says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to debased mind to do those things which are not fitting." So this is a mind that ends up being rejected by God, simply because this mind decided to go with the things of the world, to go with carnality. It rejected the truth of God repeatedly, to a point that it creates for itself systems that they are going to used to live by. So this is a mind that is characterized by the world, characterized by the desires of the world, because it does not retain the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is life. The knowledge of God is spirit. The knowledge of God is light. And this is what is being spoken of here, that if we cannot retain God and understand what God wants, we therefore fall back to what we are normally understanding as our point of departure. And what is that point? Is a point of the flesh, the point of normality of most of the people. So that is a point of carnality, and we therefore live by the law of the flesh. So when we live by the law of the flesh, we cannot therefore think and believe that we are the dwelling place of the Spirit of God. So a carnal mind cannot house the law of the Spirit, cannot house God. So that's a mind that would rather go around and look for those things that will satisfy their flesh. So that's the mind of wickedness. That's a mind of self-gratification. That's a mind of sin. That's a mind of darkness. That's a mind that does not speak of God in a right manner. That's a mind that thinks that life is complete without the Father. So that's a mind that does not bear the fruit of the Spirit, but rather live a life that is isolated from Yahushua HaMashiach. So if that life is has been isolated from the source of life, Yahushua HaMashiach, that life cannot bear fruit because the mind is not connected to the right source, and that mind is in darkness. So we are talking about the mind that is estranged from Christ, the mind that is far away from the knowledge of Christ, the mind that has taken its own life to itself rather than to take the life and give it to the one who is a life giver. So a carnal mind is a mind that is not influenced by the Holy Spirit, not influenced by God. It's a mind that cannot say that mind knows the Father through Yahushua HaMashiach. It's a mind that is living on its own world other than the world of the Spirit. That's a mind that cannot be trusted, for it is self-trusting. It is dependent on itself rather than depending on the Father. And we know that the scripture says we must not lean unto our own understanding, but rather depend on the Father all the time. So if we live in carnality, we learn to depend on ourselves. We learn to think that we can do things on our own without being connected with the Father. We learn to believe that our money, we learn to believe that our ability, our giftedness are enough for us to be able to live this life. So that's carnality. That's the life that is lived outside of God, not believing that the Father is the source, not believing that he is the first and the last. So in other words, it's a mind that is dead in trespasses, dead in sin, and it cannot be resuscitated other than being allowing the Spirit of God to be the life giver back to that mind. So we are talking about that mind that is void of the presence of God. That's the mind that has rejected the truth of God. Because of that, it cannot retain the knowledge of God. And hence, tonight, we want us to be understanding of that mind, which is becoming a trap to all of us, because we think we are self-sufficient if we can think for ourselves other than or outside of the knowledge of the Father.
I hear you very well. Thank you so much, Professor. I heard some sirens at the back there. I thought, oh, okay, maybe they are coming to fetch you. You know, you're very busy. You're very busy. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Welcome back, 657 Media Moab Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. Yeah. And Malak, when it comes to this, we are on part two of this. And when it comes to a carnal mind, it is that mind that is debased. It means it is devoid of the fundamentals of the truth of the Most High. And it's separated from the highway of holiness. Holiness is deemed as inappropriate. Holiness is deemed as being non-human. And here you see the rise of humanism. You see the notion of relying on self, the psychological movements come forth here. And the normal rights of being affiliated to the Father are deemed as abstract. They are rather regarded as far-fetched and not scientifically verified. And that is carnality. You find carnality in various sources of reasoning these times, and it's one of the most painful of things that one can ever think about. And so what comes to mind when we refer to the notion of a carnal mind, part two, by the way.
Greetings and shalom rabba to you, my ach, to your family, to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and family, and also to the great Radio Pulpit family. It is indeed a great privilege and pleasure to be here, and I baruch abayahua for everyone's life. Shalom rabba. Now, we're looking at the carnal mind topic, and since we continuing last week, we did touch and break down to be able to understand the basar, hallelujah, which is a mind that one can say it is twisted or coiled in thoughts. So, which means this is a mind or a person that would lack the fear of Abayahua. Hallelujah. Mm. So what we need to be in understanding of is it becomes important for us to have the reverence of Abayahua. Letlalo. It's something that is very much important. Or even when we are to do something that is wrong, you know, that we don't go overboard. So now, we now have to be mindful and tactful of the things that can lead us astray, things that can move us away from the presence of Abayahua. So, which means then, things that are able to deceive us could be the desires, because it starts in the mind. It comes in the form of a thought, and from there, the thought is executed. The thought is carried away. Hallelujah. And that is now what we need to be looking at. I kindly want to look at the scripture that is Psalm 18. And when we look at Psalm 18, which says, number 24, which says, Abayahua repays us according to our righteousness, according to the cleanliness of our hands before his eyes. So 25 says, with the kind, you show yourself kind. With the perfect, with the perfect one, you show yourself perfect. With the clean, you show yourself clean. And with the wicked, you show yourself twisted. So we now get to understand, to say, look at who we end up becoming when we let the carnal mind to be dominating, because now the real me comes out. Because then if I am the one who is wicked, then it will, he will show himself twisted. So he will reveal the kind of a person that I am. And this we have seen in Egypt with the king of Egypt, King Pharaoh, that now he even when Abayahua spoke to me to say, let my people go, he kept on refusing. And he said, I will harden his heart. So already it's him just revealing who Pharaoh is to say, look, you know, because it shows that with the wicked, he shows himself twisted. Instead of being obedient to the word, he kept on refusing and refusing. And it becomes an example to us to be able to see, to say, if we walk in obedience, no longer in carnality, if we choose to be upright, if we walk in cleanliness, he also will show himself clean. If we walk perfectly, he will show himself perfect. However, if we choose to be wicked, then it will be worse. That is basically what it says, because now people will, it becomes our daily doing, that people can notice this wickedness of us from afar. You see, so now it is about us that we have to return, we have to come to him, that he teaches us to walk in a way that is pleasing. So we can now see that this coiling is something that is violent towards Abba Yahuwah. It is enmity towards Abba Yahuwah and his word. It is rejecting Abba Yahuwah. It is standing against. It's that which builds a wall that we are unable to get to the other side. We become perverts. You see, that is everything about us is twisted in motion. We are becoming like serpents. Even that which is the truth, it gets to be twisted to be something else. It gets to be distorted. It distances itself from Abba Yahuwah, and it starts to feed the flesh, and we start to be like a yeast. We no longer have humility, and that is what this carnality is leading us to. Tuda Rabba.
Tuda. Thank you so much, Malak. I really appreciate. And of course, we will also listen to our special guests on this issue. And this is part two. It's just about that, man. It's just about that. Much talk on the issue of carnality on our part.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 Media Boy Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. A carnal mind is what we are talking about. Part two, this is, and we will go to part three. Don't worry. Now, a carnal mind also means a detachment. In a way, Professor, it will also mean that one has become alienated. But also one has become a stranger with regards to the Father. It means one has become unknowing of the Father, or the knowledge of the Father somehow becomes irrelevant to this person or to these individuals. Kulabahlonishwa. It becomes irrelevant, and their mind wanders off from the whole mindset of our Father. This, as it is called, an estrangement of a sort. What comes to mind when it comes to this? Are we seeing ourselves as a nation really wandering off from the actual mindset of the Hamashiach, the Christ himself? Have we become debased, alienated, separated, and somehow have we wandered off when it comes to mindset? Mindset in this case would mean our philosophy, the manner in which we do things, the manner in which we run things, the manner in which we conduct ourselves, the manner in which we live as a nation, as people, as sons and daughters, husbands, wife, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, neighbors and communities. Have we wandered off? Do we know what this means? Professor?
Thank you, Brother Ray. A carnal mind. Galatians 5 verse 4. You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. This is a mind in the life of a person. that has fallen from grace. This is the mind and the life of a person who has become estranged from the Father, estranged from Yahushua HaMashiach. This is the life of a person who tries to justify his actions through the law of the flesh. This is the mind and of a person who has forgotten that life is about the Lord, not about self. Mm. So when we fail to recognize grace, we fall from grace. When we fail to understand that grace is a person who is a gift from the Father who came to save us, we are carnal and our minds continue to lead us to the flesh. This is the mind and the life that continues to change things that God has already ordained and make them their own, make them into their own liking, and they even twist the words of God and they make their own words. So this is a life that is full of faults, full of corruption, full of the things of the flesh, full of the things that are deadly. When we read Psalm 56 verse 5, it says, all day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. So this is a mind that does not recognize God, that does not take the word of God as the true life-giving word. This is a life that is able to create and recreate their own words, which are the words that they are going to live by. I think this is what we see every now and then. We see constitutions being made, we see laws being made, and they are twisting even those that have been stipulated by the Father, and they make them into their own thing. So the twisting of the words, the twisting of the laws of God and the stipulations of the Father are coming from the carnal minds, are coming from the mind of the flesh. So these are the minds that are evil, that are against God. So any behavior that is against God, particularly those intentional behaviors, those people that are doing deliberately, we must know that they are coming from the source that is carnal, from the source that is flesh, from the source that is hostile to God. So this is a mind that has trapped many people, that they cannot get out of this carnality. They cannot get out of this prison of the flesh, because this mind continues to speak as though it is self-sufficient, as though it is self-providing, although it is as though it is able to bring life to the one who has it. So this is a life and a mind that is opposite to the life and the mind of God, the life that is eternal and the life of eternity. So when we will begin to live a life, Brother Ray, that is not of God, that is dictated by self, that is motivated by our self-gain, we must know that we are living according to a carnal mind, because the carnal mind is not according to the word of God. And the Bible says in Romans 8, verse 13 and 14, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. A carnal mind live according to the flesh. A carnal mind is subject to death. A carnal mind satisfies the desires of the body. A carnal mind lives for its own. It does not think for God. A carnal mind is led by other spirit other than the Spirit of God. So a carnal mind has its own king, has its own God, and that's the God of the flesh, and that's the God of this world. For the scripture says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. So it means a carnal mind is led by another spirit. A carnal mind cannot be associated with God, neither can people who are carnal be associated or be called the sons of God. So in other words, we quickly see the source of the life for that person who is in carnality, because the spirit who gives you that carnality is not the Spirit of the Father. So when we begin to be dictated by the surroundings, when I will not fear God and His word and begin to do things that my community, that my surroundings inform me to do, I must know that I live according to the life of a carnal mind. So I live according to the flesh. I continue to entertain evil thoughts. We must know that evil thoughts are not only about those things that we regard as maybe killing people or doing things that are evil to people, but evil comes from the lack of godliness. Evil comes from the lack of goodness, and we know that goodness is associated with God. So when we are going to derive our goodness from ourselves other than goodness that comes from God, we must know that we live in carnality. So when we weigh more of ourselves' work and we think those are more important than being in God, we are living in carnality. If we cannot speak the word of God in the right manner and in truthfulness, we must know that we have a carnal mind. So if we can start doing schemes, we can scheme against the people of God, scheme against the systems, scheme against what has been stipulated as a standing order, we must know that we act in carnality. So if we can even twist things to benefit us, knowing exactly what is right, we must know that we are living according to the carnal mind. So this is a mind that is able to devise means of life, to devise means of coming out of situations, because it does not want to live by the law of God. In Psalm 64 verse 6, it says, they devise iniquities. We have perfected a shrewd scheme. Both the inward thought and the heart of men are deep. So in other words, if a mind can devise iniquity, that is a mind that is carnal. If a mind has gone to a state of perfecting evil schemes, we must know that that's a mind that is carnal, because the spiritual mind will always be led by the Spirit of God. So if we can get to a space where we can be able to live a life outside of God, where we can devise means of life or of living outside of God, we are living according to the carnal mind. Where our inward man has died, where our inward man has been subjected under the authority of the devil, we must know that we are having a carnal mind, where our hearts have gone to sleep. Last week we spoke about the sleeping as the kind of death that a man can attain, simply because he is not alive in God, he's not alive in Christ. So this goes hand in hand with a carnal mind, which leads us to death, because we do not want to be led by the Spirit of God. We cannot be the sons of God because we are not led by the Spirit of God if we continue to entertain a carnal mind. A carnal mind is deadly. A carnal mind is enmity against God. A carnal mind will not take us to eternal life, because eternal life is associated with the mind of the Spirit.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, man. We're touching on the issue of a carnal mind, what it is even all about. And, of course, had an opportunity to also ask this question to Lisa Po. Lisa Po is one of our proteges, man. Thank you so much, Lisa. What comes to mind when we talk about this? What comes to your thoughts?
A carnal mind is a way of thinking that is controlled by human desires, emotions, and worldly influences rather than the Spirit of God. The Bible in Romans chapter 8, verse 6 to 7 tells us that to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. This means that when we allow our thoughts and decisions to be guided by flesh, our natural wants, pride, and selfish desires, we move away from God's purpose for our lives. A person with a carnal mind focuses more on temporary pleasures, material possessions, and human approval, rather than spiritual growth and obedience to God. It doesn't always mean that the person is bad, but it simply means that their mindset is not yet surrendered to God's will. The carnal mind is driven by what feels good at the moment rather than what is right in the eyes of God. And this is mainly why it becomes an obstacle to true spiritual maturity. There are several signs that reveals when someone is living with a carnal mind. And one of the main signs is self-centeredness. Constantly thinking about your needs, success, and your image instead of caring about others or seeking God's direction. Another sign is worldly focus, where a person becomes more interested in wealth, in pleasure and popularity than in faith and righteousness. A carnal mind also shows lack of spiritual hunger. Prayer feels unimportant, reading the Bible feels boring, and going to church feels even more unnecessary in your daily routine.
Yeah.
People who are carnally minded may also struggle with uncontrolled emotions such as anger, jealousy, and pride because they react out of their feelings rather than their spirit. They also justify sin by saying things like everybody does it most, instead of striving to do what they know is right. This sign shows a life that is led by flesh rather than a life that is led by the Spirit of God. And over time, this can distance a person from peace, from joy, and also from spiritual growth. However, the good news is that we can overcome the spirit of a carnal mind through God's help. The first step is to renew our mind daily through prayer and reading the Word of God. Romans chapter 12 verse 2 reminds us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, meaning that we shall fill our thoughts with truth and allow God to reshape our perspective. The second step is to walk in the Spirit of God. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 says that when we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. We acknowledge they are there, but we are not fulfilling them. That means allowing the Holy Spirit to guide our attitudes, our choices, and conversations every day. We are carrying the cross every day. The third step is to practice self-discipline, to say no to temptations and desires that pull us away from God. Fasting, prayer, obedience strengthen our spiritual life and weaken the power of flesh. It also helps us to stay connected to godly influences like friends and mentors and believers who encourage us to grow and stay focused on God's will. Lastly, we must always be willing to repent when we fall short and ask God to renew our hearts. Repentance keep us humble and keep us open to transformation. In conclusion, a carnal mind separates us from God's presence and peace, while spiritual mind brings us peace, joy, and clarity. Every day we have a choice. We have a choice to feed the flesh or the spirit. When we choose to renew our minds and walk in the Spirit and surrender to God's will, our thoughts, our words, our actions, they begin to reflect God's love and His wisdom. Now, overcoming a carnal mind is a daily process, but with prayer and humility and the guidance from the Holy Spirit, we can live in true spiritual freedom, experiencing peace that comes from being spiritually minded. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I really appreciate it. May the Father be highly glorified. We are talking about a carnal mind. What comes to mind?
Tapelo ya musiami inonofile go dira tse digolo fa ile ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswela go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ganaga.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. A carnal mind is the topic tonight, part two. Help us with the subject, man. We need you to tell us as to what you feel about this. And when we look at the state of things, can we say without a doubt that we understand what a carnal mind is even all about? And I want to say this thing creeps in some of the places that we deem as unlikeliest. All right, I'm inventing my own word. In some of the areas which we deem as unlikely, we see carnality really probing in. And this is a problem indeed. We also spoke to Kwasi Nontlanta to tell us even more about this. How do you feel about this? A carnal mind, what comes to mind? Nontlanta.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Good evening, Bafundisi. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday.
Hey.
The carnal mind, in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 7, it says the carnal mind is enmity to God. The carnal mind is rebellion. The carnal mind is waging war, basically, against God. The carnal mind opposes the things of God. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14, it reads, thus, a natural person does not accept or understand the things of the Spirit because they are foolishness to them and can only be understood through a spiritual lens. We have people, Pastor Ray, who know the word, who read the word, even preach the word, but don't do the word. Such people are carnally minded. We have people who have convinced themselves that they will not do what is required. They know what is required but choose not to. Such people are carnally minded. We have people in church who question the gifts, who question spirituality, who even question the Holy Spirit. We have people who only believe in what they believe and they'll go with what they believe. We have people whom you will preach the word to yet refuse to believe you because they do not know the word. Carnally minded people are people who fail or choose rather to forgive the past. They choose and fail to forgive being done wrong. They choose not to because they live in the flesh. They know the word yet decide not to live the word. The word says you must forgive. They will choose not to forgive because they are living on the flesh. Carnal mindedness is choosing, is a choice, Pastor Ray. I wouldn't want to speak on people who do not know God. Carnal mindedness is a mind that verses the things of the Spirit. Many people who are saved but do not submit themselves to the transformation of the Word of God, they do not want to transform because they are still enjoying the fruits of the flesh. They do as they please. And such people, you can't tell them anything because they know the word, but have made a choice to do otherwise. They are very emotional in their approach, and they refuse to submit to the authority and the transformation of the power of God. Everything they do is covered by their senses. They are not unbelievers. They just do not want to submit to the word of God. They are very sensual in their approach. Such people are found in church. such people are very manipulative. You'd share a testimony about the power of God. You'd share a testimony about God having come through for you. They'll still look at you as someone who's lying. Such people are carnally minded. Carnal mindedness pushes its own agenda for its own benefit. Carnally minded people know how to manipulate to get what they want. Carnal mindedness is sin because this, as I said in the beginning, Pastor Ray, it's waging war against God. You are doing what you should do, yet you choose not to. Carnal mindedness is choosing to take commandment when you know what commandment is. Like the Great Commission. We are told to preach the word of God, to save souls, to win souls, to evangelize. Carnal-minded people within the church will tell you it is not their job. People have chosen not to come to church, not to come to God. It is not their place. Such people are carnally minded because they are, for lack of a better word, selfish in their doing, forgetting that when you are in Christ, it is no longer about you, but about Christ himself. Such people are carnally minded, and such people believe they have it. They are within. They believe they're just on track with God. But deep down, they know. Carnal-minded people, you'll never tell them anything. You'd share a testimony and they will act like you are now deceiving us. They live in their own realm, so to say, because they refuse to conform and transform their minds to the doings and the will and the instructions of God. Pastor Ray, I'd like to end here. Carnal-mindedness is very big in our churches. It's very big in our current time. And the only way is for one to be intentional about changing and transforming to the spiritual, because carnality is opposition to the spiritual. And you can't be a child of God and choose not to be a spiritual being. Pastor, I'd like to thank you. A blessed evening further. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Nontlantla, kwasi nontlantla, really. Really appreciate. May the Father do you exceptionally great.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.